Good morning to all. We all realize that the heart is arguably the most important organ in the body, along with the brain. The heart is mentioned prominently in the scriptures, especially in Psalms and Proverbs. But when the Bible mentions the heart, it is not referring to the organ that pumps our blood. The term heart in the Bible refers to someone's essence, their character, their personality, their nature, the seat of their emotions. In today's language, we might describe someone as having a good heart, meaning that a person's nature is pleasant and generous. Now in Acts 13, the Apostle Paul mentions the heart of God. In verse 22, Paul said, quote, "I have found David, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." Paul is referring here to the time when God had to remove King Saul because he was not being obedient. God found a suitable replacement in King David because David was a person after his own heart and would do his will. Now, no doubt, David was not a perfect individual. He had flaws. David committed sins in his life, and he suffered for those sins. But even with his flaws, David managed a longing to follow God and to do his will. When it said David was a man after God's own heart, please look at it this way. David's intent, David's desire, David's purpose remained steady. Even with all of his faults, David still maintained a yearning to be like God. Do we as Christians have a yearning to be like God? Do we want to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ? Friends, are we a people who are after God's own heart? If we are, if we want to be like God, we have a very admirable goal. In fact, this is what we are as Christians called to do. But this calling can be, humanly speaking, very challenging. Fortunately, we do not have to do it alone. Jesus told his disciples that the Father would send them the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Comforter, our spiritual helper. Brethren, let us be thankful for this wonderful gift from the Father. Let us all utilize this spiritual help as we too strive after God's own heart. Amen.